decorate our sanctuary, we do well to ask ourselves a simple question. Why did Christ come? Listen to a cautionary tale. There was a very dangerous seacoast where shipwrecks were common, and so a small group of people banded together to form a rescue team. They built a very primitive little house, and they had one boat, but they were very committed. They would go out day or night to rescue survivors of the shipwrecks and bring them in and give them sustenance and send them on their way. In fact, they became so good at what they were doing, they became famous, and other people wanted to join their rescue team. They invited others in. They did training sessions. They prepared themselves, equipped others to go out and to save survivors of shipwrecks. But then people began to complain. This facility is too primitive. The furnishings are too sparse. We need to welcome these survivors. So they replaced the emergency cots with beds. They put in plush carpeting, new furnishings. And the rescue center looked like a very nice place indeed. They loved each other. They hugged each other at every meeting. They shared each other's lives profoundly. And yet, over time, they found themselves less and less willing to go out into the seas to rescue survivors of the shipwrecks. In fact, finally, they decided it was so inconvenient, they hired a couple of crews to go out and rescue the survivors for them. And one night, there was a horrible storm, a terrible wreck, and the crews went out and brought in all sorts of people. Some were white, some were black, some had almond eyes, some could speak English, some could hardly speak at all, some were first-class citizens, others were rough deckhands, but all of them were soaked and messy, and they soiled the carpet, and they messed up the furnishings, and so immediately the next day, the building crew put a shower up outside the rescue center. So they could do their showers outside and they wouldn't soil the carpets and the furniture when they survived. Pretty soon, a rift developed in the rescue center. And people, the majority of people said, we don't really need to be about rescuing people at all. We need to fellowship together. But others said, wait a second, our whole purpose is to be rescuing survivors. If y'all want to do that, y'all go ahead. We're going to give up that rescue business entirely. So that's what they did. A small group broke off and created a new primitive center and devoted themselves to saving the perishing. But the main center just focused upon themselves. And over time, the new center experienced the same sort of transition. They began to focus upon themselves and didn't bother with life-saving. So another group broke off and formed another group for life-saving. But the same story happened over and over and over again. So that now when you visit that seacoast, you find a series of former rescue centers with plush carpeting and wonderful furnishings. And there are still as many shipwrecks as there ever were. But most of the people drown. When Jesus plucks Zacchaeus out of that tree, it's the good people, the religious people, who murmur. The same dynamic as happened with the rescue center was happening in his life. And they complained, we don't want our beautiful, righteous, pure fellowship sullied by this obvious sinner. And Jesus said to them, you're missing the point of our faith. For the point of our faith is to seek and save the lost. I came to seek and save the lost. Even as we decorate our beautiful sanctuary, even as we relish the fellowship of the family of God, if we're truly going to honor the Christ gift, if we're truly going to honor the God who gave this gift of redemption to us, then the purest form of honoring that Christ is the imitation of His mission, the furtherance of His mission. Our primary purpose is to seek and to save the lost.